Okay, so can I ask you why you're here and why you're here for the 54 hours and why you're still here, most importantly, what your pitch is and what are the different skill sets of the people in your team?
Well, I got involved with this mostly just because I think I was looking around at the idea of startups in general and looking to find something that would excite and challenge me, possibly full-time, possibly part-time, possibly just for fun. I wasn't actually sure. And stumbled across this event purely by accident. I think I was looking at the Dream Stake site at the time. And I came across this event, and I remembered that quite a while ago, quite a few years ago, I actually worked briefly in the education sector and realised that I could offer something to the team. Even though I think people would have found here, I'm a bit of a jack-of-all-trades, it gave me an opportunity to really look at something that I could not only do something that would be satisfying and enjoyable, it would actually hopefully at the end provide something that's valuable to people. And I think it's so often the case that in work we're so busy chasing simply either the idea of making money or doing something that we enjoy doing, that actually I think we miss out on the whole doing something that genuinely gives to people and is of value to people in some way. Saying that, the pitch that I started with, that I made completely, literally standing there and making it up as I went along, hoping for the best, did somehow form into a group. I'm not entirely sure how, but the idea that we've now got that we're working on right here has literally nothing to do with the original concept anymore, possibly in any way, not even the title. But what we're looking at now is this thing called, if you've still got me, the thing called Knowledge Muffin. The idea being that the cost of a muffin is roughly the same as the cost of an in-app purchase. So it's roughly the same as purchasing what in this case will be a course, a short series of lessons, like a 10-minute evening class that will, I think is the best way that we can put it, that will help you learn and expand your general knowledge without having to make the major commitment or having to wade through pages and pages on Wikipedia. So it fills that gap that people who want to know more, want to do it in a structured way from experts who actually know what they're talking about, but also don't want to have to pay large sums of money and give up large parts of their day or evening and their free time to go to a class. And so it fills that casual learning space that's particularly interesting to the commuting Angry Birds community and those that are reading papers every day on their iPads, but actually, they'll sit there reading a bit about the financial crisis and then they'll get halfway through the article and realise they're talking about acronyms they've never heard of and principles that they think they kind of know but don't really get. And this is what that looks to fill. We end up with a course that will be able to introduce you to these concepts, give you a good grounding in the things you need to know, but not spend ages and ages trying to give you a full-on exam qualification. So yes, casual learning.
So casual, outside learning. I mean, 90% of learning is casual learning. It's only the 10% that's in institutions. So can I ask, who are the different people around the table and what are the different skill sets? Because that's of interest to people out there.
Obviously, you can't see this right now, but the team has, at this point in time, around the table, reduced to just a shade under 50%. There's seven of us in total. But we have with us Raffaella over here to my right, who's the user interface designer and coming up with some very pretty stuff for the iPhone and iPad demos that we're looking at. Even just created the icon, which looked blooming brilliant. I'm doing rubbish with names now. I've got Merah over here on my left, who is also, you're on the developer side. So knee deep in HTML and CSS right now, I believe. Who have we got? We've got, it's still on the developer side, we've got John who's just walked off, but I'm sure he'll be back in a few minutes.
I see lots of code on his computer.
Exactly. Itching to get on the microphone, I'm sure. But he's been working, we're in the middle of working on the jQuery template that's going to make the whole thing look quite pretty, hopefully, and actually integrated when we come to the demo stage. Like I said before, I'm Dan, I come from the sort of backup content creation background, and so I think in the long term with this project, what I'm doing is helping to manage and curate these courses, get the actual content built, get the video built, make it into something that's more than just a load of multiple choice questions and make people really want to engage with it. In terms of the business side, we've also got Isaac and Charlie, who are both in the middle upstairs, going through our business plan, working out exactly how it's going to come together, making sure that the revenue streams we have in mind actually do stack up. And I think they're also doing the research as well, which is why they run away with a couple of the laptops. But hopefully, it'll actually mean that despite only having 54 hours to put the whole thing together, we've actually managed to find a niche with a real market out there and real ways to make money from it.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.